And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 14th of March, 2017. The birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879. As a little kid, even before kindergarten, he was fascinated by a compass needle, which made a big impression on him, lasted a whole lifetime. He loved math, hated school, dropped out, taught himself calculus, went to work in the Swiss patent office in Bern, where his job was to evaluate patent applications. He found it a fairly easy job, and so it allowed him plenty of time to work on his own scientific investigations and theories. 1905, he wrote his paper on the special theory of relativity, which said that if the speed of light is constant and if all natural laws are the same in every frame of reference, then both time and motion are relative to the observers. He published three more papers in the same year, each of which was just as revolutionary as the first, including the paper that included his famous equation E equals mc squared, E being energy, m is mass, and c stands for the velocity of light. Einstein said, "The pursuit of truth and beauty is a sphere of activity in which we are permitted to remain children all our lives." It's the birthday of Sylvia Beach, born Baltimore, 1887, the proprietor of the English language bookstore in Paris, Shakespeare and Company, who put out the first edition of James Joyce's Ulysses in 1922. It's the birthday of the humorist Max Schulman, born St. Paul, 1919, who said, "I turned early to humor as my branch of writing because life was bitter and I was not." And it's the birthday of the photographer Deanne Arbus, born Deanne Nemirov in New York City, 1923, took portraits of transvestites, dwarfs, twins, triplets, carnival performers, sometimes ordinary people with troubling expressions, who said, "I work from awkwardness. If I stand in front of something, instead of arranging it, I arrange myself." Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace, Hamburger Heaven. "Tonight we find them again, parked under the stars. No one ever eats inside in heaven. Beeping the tired car hop with her page boy and mascara for a paper boat of French fries drenched in sauce, a smashed hamburger baptized with spices. They're 16 and in love. The night is hot, sweet, and tangy on their tongues. Why do we stop? They're in heaven, after all, listening to the fry cook in the kitchen with his savory benedictions, the AM radio playing Love Me Tender, Peggy Sue, unperturbed by the future with its franchises and malls, its conglomerates and information highways. Is there something we would tell them here in Hamburger Heaven, where the nights go on forever, where desires resurrected and every hunger's filled? Wait, do we call out? But now they've seen us close behind them with our fervent thou shalt nots, our longings glaring in the rearview mirror, and they've turned on the ignition, and they've floored it, and are gone." A poem by Ronald Wallace, Hamburger Heaven, from his collection For a Limited Time Only, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to planning for your success. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.